of Newsmakers Week 2024 continues as we hit the 9 o'clock hour, and we turn our focus back to Grand Canyon University, and we are joined by the president of GCU, Brian Mueller, kind enough to join us in studio. President Mueller, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get the big story out of the way first. Waste Management Phoenix Open. Your son, Jesse, making the cut.
Not only that, he nearly aced number 16.
That's awesome.
And that, I mean, that's historic. And I can only imagine what kind of reaction that would have drawn.
The pressure on that hole is just absolutely immense. And you stand up there and, that was a big moment for him. It was a big moment for us. He almost hit it in and tapped a birdie putt in. So I was happy for him, really happy for him.
And we'll stay on golf real quick because Jesse's part of the golf program at GCU. Mark is the head coach there. I know they had a tournament in Hawaii. How's the golf program?
Man, it was Jesse is a director of golf at the course, and then Mark coaches the team. But they were in Hawaii, and it was the toughest field we've ever played against. 20 teams, and they actually finished fourth, but they beat six top 50 schools in that tournament. So that's going to really move them up in terms of the net rankings. And so really happy for Mark and for the guys, because they played tremendous out there.
We bring this up every year, and we're going to get to the basketball team momentarily. But just sort of the new energy at GCU, the way the whole campus has been reimagined, the way you guys have upgraded not only the basketball program, but your entire athletic department, not just in terms of quality of facility, but in quality of program. Your baseball team's off to a good start.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend, a really fun weekend. We opened up with sold-out crowd at home against Georgetown as part of the MLB Desert Classic, and won that game, and then played University of Southern California on Saturday. And, of course, Andy Stankiewicz, who was here for a long time, went out there and beat them 11-1 on Saturday. And then yesterday we beat BYU 6-2, so 3-0.
Wow.
They're on their way to, I think, a top 25 ranking. Really, really deep pitching staff. Wally's doing a fantastic job, so we're really excited about the baseball season and the softball season. We got a tremendous softball team. Our coach has done a fantastic job. Beat number 17 ranked Virginia Tech over the weekend, so
there you go.
Brian Mueller, president of GCU, our guest here during Newsmakers Week 2024. Let's get to the men's basketball program. We spoke to Bryce Drew this morning, 24-2, on the verge of being ranked first place in the WAC. I mean, you guys got to be thrilled with the job that he's done with this program, especially considering the timing of him taking over the program right in the middle of COVID, and here you are on the verge of big things.
We're so fortunate to have him and the entire coaching staff that he brought. Tremendous, tremendous guys, great coaches there. Bryce is just a relentless, relentless recruiter. He just never stops. And what's interesting about him and his coaching staff is, with a lot of things going on in college athletics today, he's such a trusted individual. Parents, agents, players have agents now, really trust Bryce Drew. And with all of the underbelly and lack of loyalty that's going on, uncertainty, the fact that he is such a trusted person, a man of his word, treats players, he makes them play. I mean, he gets after him and he makes them play, but they really, really genuinely love him and that coaching staff. And so he's developing a special niche within college basketball. The number of kids lining up that want to play here, we're hitting a new era here because of who he is and what he's established.
Mm-hmm. And it comes off when you talk to him. He's got that certain aura about him where you just trust him. You believe in him. And you're right. It's sort of an antidote to a lot of the stuff that's out there. So I guess that's a perfect fit for you guys and what you want at GCU.
It absolutely is. When Vanderbilt fired him after he had 2 years where he made the tournament and then he had some injuries and had a tough season, I thought, man, that's a big mistake. That is a real big mistake, because he's a coming star, I think, in college basketball. I think of what Mark Few's done at Gonzaga and how he's made this 20-year-plus run and the stability that they have and how trusted a program that is. That's what's in our mind.
Yes.
And I think he's the kind of guy that can build that. Who knows? He's going to be, he's going to be a target this upcoming season. But I think he loves Phoenix. I think he loves the university. And it's such a perfect fit for us that I'm hoping that we can make a 20-year run here. I don't know if I'll see the end of the 20 years, but that's what we're hoping for.
Brian Mueller, the president of GCU, our guest here on Arizona Sports. You kind of answered my question that I was going to ask. You know, with this resume that Bryce is building, there's going to be callers, and we know that. He's got Power 5 experience. But we've talked in the past, and you just brought up Mark Few and Gonzaga, and that's kind of, you know, as a mid-major program at GCU that has not been in Division I very long, that was kind of the goal, to be the Gonzaga, a Gonzaga-type program. You know, this far into GCU's place in Division I basketball, how far along those lines of reaching that goal do you think you are?
You know, I think we're close. The thing is, things are so different now because of the portal, because of NIL. Conference affiliation is not as critical as it used to be. We've had five national television games this year. I think, you know, the talent that we have this year is Power 5 talent. We are very, very close. We love the league that we're in. It has a lot of potential because of Texas and Utah schools and the strong economies in those states. But there's a lot of interest in what we're doing here because the program across the board, you know, we're number two in the country in men's volleyball. We talked about baseball. We talked about softball. Across the board, we have a lot to offer. And God bless Spokane, Washington. It's a great place. But we're Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
And there's only one other Division I program in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's about market size today. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward in terms of conference affiliation and how that might catapult us too. But I believe we're real close.
All right. We mentioned your son at the WM Phoenix Open. Like the WM Phoenix Open 16th hole, you guys have a great game day atmosphere, and yet you do it without the alcohol, which is quite a juxtaposition. Tell us again about the Havocs and the role they play in this, in the evolution of this basketball program.
It's a special thing. It's a special thing. One of the things that I most like about my job is I get to walk on campus, and our students are just so supportive of each other with academic things and club things and largest club sports program in the country. And it carries over into our Division I program, and it's you know, our coaching staff is so good, our players are so good. There's just something coming here that's really strong. We got almost 1,000 people now in our Lopes Club, and we're attracting some big money people, and we're raising money. People want to be part of this thing, and it's true for our students. I mean, it's an unbelievable. I shouldn't say this, but I will. They've got an entire infrastructure in place: president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, three marketing people, and I meet with them every 2 weeks. That's what I'm not supposed to say, but I do meet with them every 2 weeks because they come up with the craziest ideas. They're so excited about, you know, that whole thing, and it just continues to gain momentum.
It's organic. That's what makes it so good.
It is great. Brian Mueller, president of GCU, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah,
great to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And best of luck with everything out at GCU.
Thank you.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.